now to Magnolia, which I think is one of the best films of the year and certainly one of the most audacious, which is not exactly saying the same thing. It cuts back and forth between several stories that unfold in a rainy Los Angeles, where fathers and children are at war, where love seems impossible, where everyone seems to be half into show business, and where everyone seems to be half dead. One story involves a cop, played by John C. Reilly, who falls in love with a woman without seeing her clearly enough to realize she's strung out on drugs. She's played by Melora Walters.
You don't know how crazy I am.
It's okay.
I've got troubles, okay?
I'll take everything at face value. I'll be a good listener to you.
I started this, didn't I?
Whatever it is, just say it. You'll see.
You want to kiss me, Jim?
Yes, I do.
Another story, Jeremy Blackman plays a little genius who's under tremendous pressure to win on a game show.
Are we going to continue with this game?
Yes.
Hey, look at me. Look at me. You are 2 days away from this record. Okay? Nobody's ever done that. You get through this, I'll get you anything you want. Anything.
Another story, the host of the game show, played by Philip Baker Hall, is dying of cancer.
I have about 2 months. I have no time. It's in my bones. I don't have a chance.
Oh.
And still another thread. Julianne Moore's elderly millionaire husband is dying, and she's filled with regrets. Philip Seymour Hoffman is the old man's nurse.
Yeah, I'm going to turn away and walk away and not look at him and not see my man, my Earl, and tell him it's okay. I'm okay. Tell him thank you for taking care.
And Magnolia also features Tom Cruise as a professional stud who conducts seminars on how to seduce women. Here he is giving a TV interview.
Are you close?
She's my mother.
Yes, but she's a woman, too. So, you know, how does she feel about seduce and destroy? I mean, what does she say?
Well, she says, you go get him, honey.
All of these stories are compelling, and some of them are funny, and some of them are very sad. Despite cutting back and forth between them, Anderson is able to build up an uncanny amount of tension and dread in this movie. Magnolia is an urgent film. It's long, but it hurtles ahead through fears and dreams, and then, toward the end, there's a scene of transcendent wonder, a scene so unexpected and arbitrary and inexplicable that it pulls the rug out from under our traditional ideas of narrative and shows that the best-laid plans of frogs and men go off to stray.